Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me, as always on Wednesdays, the lone highwayman himself, a true seer, the astrological sorcerer, none other than David Scorpio. Welcome, David.
Greetings, Richard. I am here and I'm watching the transformation and deliberate destruction of our country from within.
I have to agree with you there. And I mean, it certainly has accelerated. But we've been hearing about this since the generation passed, you know, started at the microphone. And I know you've been keeping up with radio independent and shortwave going way back, David.
Well, yeah, you know, when I first started to learn about this stuff, it was just a conspiracy theory, you know, and it no longer is. I mean, this actually happening in real time. And it's shocking to see the rapidity of what's going on. There's an ever increasing rate of, let's say, change that's happening.
And, you know, I do understand the points of those who point out. I mean, it's not all people who are using communism as a way to achieve their agendas. Certainly, there are a lot of communist tactics, Marxist tactics. But, you know, as I hear a lot of people always stress, there is a predatory capitalism component, and both are sort of necessary to achieve what has been occurring during this century and what plans they have for the climax and what would follow. Isn't that right, David?
Well, that's true. That's a good point. You know, predatory capitalism is becoming ubiquitous in our country, unfortunately. And, you know, I always kind of look to, you know, Mitt Romney is sort of like the model for predatory capitalism, or at least one of the models. You know, the man basically made his billions, or I guess hundreds of millions, by essentially buying, you know, companies that were distressed financially. And then just picking them apart like a vulture, selling off all the assets, firing all the workers, and then moving on to the next target. That's pretty much what the man did. And that's what's happening to America right now on a larger scale.
And I've heard one way to describe how crime is allowed to run rampant as being a necessary factor when we're being pushed down upon from above. It is best to have a force pushing upon us from below as well in society. Isn't that also correct?
Well, that's true. Like the vice effect, you know, pushing from both ends. Sure. And by creating, you know, a crime problem on the streets, it helps America devolve into a third world country. And then when you have all this petty crime and you know, property crime on the streets, it necessitates the need for a police state, which is exactly what they want as well. So it's from above and below at the same time, no question about that.
A lot of people stay clinging to the notion of this federation of states because they see that the smaller one is the less ability to stay independent they are. Of course, if they are in a large group of similar and stand firm, you know, on their principles, you know, there could be potential. I mean, really, without having a central control, like leadership, is a good thing. I mean, because people in the past who've gone against the system in too great enough a scale. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to the private central banks. We know what happened to people like Gaddafi, Adolf Hitler, JFK, anyone who questions these people's banking system. And that kind of runs the agendas for the United Nations and NATO and such.
Well, you know, yeah, we have a so-called fractional or reserve banking system, and now it's actually gone to the point where there really is no fractional reserve left. I mean, it's like they basically can just print all the money they want without any restrictions. You know, in the past, it was, 10-1. You actually had to have 1/10 in reserves of what you supposedly have as the assets of your bank. They actually removed that restriction during COVID very quietly while everybody's running around worried about, the killer virus. Some major changes were made to the structure of banking very quietly. And so that's really allowed them to have basically no rules at all when it comes down to printing money and handing it out. And you see, that's precisely what's happening now as Americans are feeling the growing problems with inflation and, the cost of fuel. Our government our alleged government is handing out money to Ukraine like there's no tomorrow, even funding. We're actually helping subsidize small business in Ukraine right now and paying for their first responders. It's really quite incredible. And actually helping farmers there pay for seed for next year's crops, which, that's great. We're defending Ukraine's border because we can't let the Russians. Oh, my God, if there's any change in Ukraine's border, the world is over. We lose democracy around the world. But meanwhile, our border is wide open and the borders of many other European countries as well. Just by chance, it just happens to be America and Europe that are targeted primarily for open borders right now.
I pointed out in that one article I shared earlier in the week, that also includes with Ukraine what some 57,000 government related workers, which even if they're saying we were to have this government shutdown in the U.S. as of October 1st, 2nd, whatever it is, that they would still get their money. We'd still be funding Ukraine's government workers, even if it were halted here. And you know how much these things are just, the pressure's on. Oh, we're running out of time before the whole country goes broke. You you better not look what's in that bill and just sign it, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's really incredible. And it shows you what a charade this whole government shutdown thing is. If they can, whenever there is a shutdown, the parts of government that they want running stay running. And anything that might benefit the people, of course, shuts down. Interesting how that works. And, I point out on Sunday on my show that whenever an agenda item is at play, we have unlimited resources, cost is no object, no, just keep the money flowing. But if it's something that might actually benefit the people of the country, all of a sudden the forces of the free market kick in. We can't do that. We have to follow the forces of the free market here. That would cause inflation. We don't have the money for that. Sorry.
And of course, what else I was implying earlier in recent times, months really, especially, Michael Gaddy's research has had more of an impression on me. When I look at how the Articles of Confederation, the situation the states had at that point were in a much better situation. We would be better off having more freedom than his research shows we had under the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, something that would be closer to before that. But now with so many more independent states, a part of that, there are strength in numbers, and you could influence others in the world to, have a similar stance more and more. But it would have to start here, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's true. Mike's research has certainly proven to be very prescient. And as things get worse in this country, it's clear that something's wrong with you know, the form of government we have, and there's no reforming it by voting, unfortunately. That's not going to happen. I mean, we've crossed that Rubicon a long time ago.
And there are just so many agendas everyone seems on board with. Stephen Whitener was on with me on Monday. We were playing opening excerpts of Sergei Lavrov's speech at the UN, this conference, which is what it concluded, I believe, yesterday, perhaps. But, I mean, you know, we just played the first 3 minutes, you know, broken down. And I mean, it has all the buzzwords, the key words that these same Agenda 21 WEF globalist forces, everything that, you know, is suiting their agenda, you know, the diversity, equity, inclusion angle, climate change references, and of course the need to support Ukraine, and they made references to you know, the harm done to the Soviet Union in the past, and references to these awful Nazis in Ukraine. And it's amazing how so many ways back and forth we're gaslit with history. Like, suddenly now Poland wants to extradite some individual in Canada because they were responsible for a standing ovation for some Ukrainian soldier who's now 98 years old, but had fought on the side of the Axis powers in Ukraine back during World War II. And so now the apology is not good enough. You know, he's in big trouble. Of course, he resigned, but the person he had them do the applause standing ovation for is now potentially getting extradited to Poland. Extradite one more 98-year-old man. Why not, David?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, the Jews have a long history of going after, 98-year-old war criminals and, you know, so-called. And, of course, there's a lot of confusing history, a lot of unpleasant facts around the history of all this, because, you know, in the original people that were fighting for so-called Ukrainian independence against the Soviet Union, you know, the huge communist menace, essentially, that was propped up and funded by the United States, just so you know, those were fighting for the Axis powers. And so, now, of course, the fight for Ukrainian freedom is really the fight to bring Ukraine into the United Nations, or I should say the European Union, and to essentially westernize Ukraine and turn it into a vassal state of the West, and at the same time recreate Israel 2.0. And, you know, as I pointed out on my show, you know, 30,000 Jews went to Ukraine to celebrate Yom Kippur this year. And of course, they went to the western part, far away from the actual fighting. Don't want to hurt a single hair on their necks. Let's you and them fight, you know. But of course, 30,000 Jews went to Ukraine to celebrate Yom Kippur. These people know what the plan is. And while everyone's cheering on Russia or Ukraine, the secret agenda moves forward, which is recreating the Khazarian Empire borders, essentially, and having Israel 2.0, which is the actual plan here.
And I also was pointing out how, you know, it's creating a passive resistance, far too much so as far as patriots in the U.S. who stand by their freedom of speech, their right to bear arms, to have an idea that Putin is on their side against the New World Order. They're not all alone in this. Don't worry. You know, and Putin has allies. Look, you know, BRICS. and so, you know, rather than it just being a convenient transition to permanently shift our economic conditions in the U.S. and in Europe to that of a third world status or far more closely to it, as, you know, some claim they want to raise them up a bit, have us meet a little in the middle. It'll certainly be far closer to where they had been with totalitarian, you know, sort of restrictions on the society. So I don't know. How would you respond to that, David?
Well, that's exactly the plan, is to sort of equalize all countries of the world and bring everybody down essentially to the level of a third world S-hole. And that's why, you know, we're seeing this absolute invasion. It's not really an invasion, as I pointed out. It's because an invasion is you know, an unwilling addition of people. Now, of course, the population here in the country does not want this, but our governments are willing participants in this. So it's not truly an invasion. It's something else. I would call it treason. But this is why we're seeing this influx of migrants, you know, that are very low educated, almost all men. And there's been nothing is really being done to stop it. Everybody by now has seen the footage of the Border Patrol, you know, opening up the razor wire to let the poor migrants in. You know, as I said, the Border Patrol has essentially become a welcoming committee and a processing agency for these migrants, as they hand them an Obamaphone and sign them up for $2,200 a month, and then give them a court date like 5 years in the future. It's all a charade. Just to essentially, they can't just come out and say, well, we have an open border, do whatever you want. They have to at least pretend like they're doing something, but in actuality, they're not.
And just, even though this is very pertinent as far as the American situation, it's very much influenced internationally, considering how many Americans who are conservative traditionalists are Christian, and how much influence the Vatican and their policies can have over everyone. I mean, Pope Francis is totally on board with the climate agenda, and that is, you know, one of the biggest plans yet, as you and I agree to take over, basically, with justification anywhere and everywhere as far as fuel, energy, any sort of wealth really can be controlled with this. And the credits, you know, it's such a scam when they purchase the, you know, the carbon credits on the corporate level. It's just a way for the elites to have a loophole. But I mean, Pope Francis is also insisting Europe doesn't have a migrant emergency and challenges countries to open ports, David.
Yeah, well, this is the first Jesuit Pope in the history of the church. Basically, he contradicts every essential, you know, old school tenet of Catholicism. He contradicts it. And of course, he's God only knows what this man really is, but he certainly is on board with the entire globalist agenda, 100%. And of course, you know, let's be honest, the Catholic charities have been helping you know, these migrants and border, you know, illegal aliens. That's a word you don't hear much anymore. Illegal alien, helping these illegal aliens across the border for a very long time.
And we may have to touch on this after the break, but yeah, it's getting more and more ridiculous, the programs facilitating this. You know, everyone has a Soros check and an Obama phone these days, right? We'll be right back. What you should.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy Forward carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. I forgot to mention in the earlier segment, though, now the leftists in Canadian Parliament are actually seeking to erase the embarrassing Nazi incident from the record. I mean, true Orwellian fashion, you know, they actually, from the official record, want to act like that never happened, where they had, you know, called for a standing ovation, which occurred for this gentleman, David.
So, nothing like George Soros. Of course, he's a front man, you know, for much more powerful people. Look, it's George Soros, who just happens to be Jewish. Not there's anything wrong with that.
I use the Soros check reference. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek there, you know, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is the front man. I mean, you know, at a certain level, you know, people can point at him and go, look, it's all his fault. This right. Son of a bitch who just happens to be Jewish. Thought there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but clearly, you know, again, he's one of these billionaires whose life story is odd. It doesn't quite add up like most of these people. And, you know, apparently he's made his money just by bankrupting countries, by manipulating their currencies and causing havoc all over the world. Clearly, you know, he's playing out the agenda of somebody else much more powerful than him that doesn't want their name spoken publicly.
And as far as the immigrant crisis we have in the United States, we're hearing about illegal immigrants now flying directly into U.S. airports. I mean, a little known part of Biden administration's CBP, One Parole Program, you folks might want to do a search for that, permits inadmissible aliens to make an appointment to to fly directly to airports in the interior of the United States, bypassing the border altogether. Partial data on the program just obtained by the Center for Immigration Studies pursuant to a Freedom of Information Act request reveals that more than 200,000 people from four countries have used this direct flight and parole program over the past year. In January, President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security began implementing the cornerstone of its current Southwest border management strategy, a series of new lawful pathways, measures designated to decrease the historically high month encounter statistics of illegally crossing immigrants and to thin their mass congregations before they become a political problem. I could go on after your thoughts, David.
Well, yeah, you know, that's no surprise. I mean, it's easy for someone to get a tourist visa, fly to the United States, and simply don't leave. It's not like there's anyone out there checking effectively anymore, and there's no problem getting an apartment and a job without proper ID any longer. So that's not surprising. And then, of course, to compound the problem, our legal immigration system lets over a million people a year in. With chain migration, they're allowed to bring 10 people in over time, 10 family members. So you can see it really, between these two sides of the coin, you've got essentially open borders, and the demographics of the country is changing very rapidly. And of course, until the Immigration Reform Act, I believe of 1967, almost all immigration, it's either 65 or 67, almost all immigration came from Europe. And of course, Jacob Javits, and Ted Kennedy introduced this immigration reform bill.
That, it was 65.
Oh, 65. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And that basically turned immigration upside down on its head. And all of a sudden, lots of third worlders started to become the primary source of immigration. You know, people, non-Europeans, all of a sudden started becoming the majority of so-called immigrants, and it's been that way ever since. I mean, when's the last time you met an immigrant from Germany or from, you know, a European country? It's very, very rare.
Oh, yes. And as far as legal immigration, they're making it more and more difficult for people from of European descent to get here. For one of the more publicized measures, DHS cajoles tens of thousands of intending illegal border crossers per month to instead go to the CBP One smartphone application and make an appointment with U.S. officials at land ports of entry instead of crossing illegally. After making an appointment, DHS invites these inadmissible aliens to walk over to the American side at the land ports, where U.S. Customs officials quickly parole them in, allowing them to travel to a city of their choice in the nation's interior. But one of the least noticed, mysterious, and potentially the most controversial of the new rechanneling programs that use the CBP One app allows migrants to take commercial passenger flights from foreign countries straight to their American cities of choice, flying right over the border and even over Mexico. And well, here, there's the break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio, the lone highwayman. But to finish quickly on this article here, you know, for this measure, Cubans, Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and Colombians, while they are still in countries south of Mexico, request advanced travel authorizations through the same CBP One mobile app, and take commercial flights at their own expense directly into U.S. airports where U.S. Customs officers parole them into the nation, sight unseen and in numbers publicly unknown. And there was a little dovetailing story. Costa Rica is facing an immigration crisis with tens of thousands of migrants passing through the country monthly, primarily from Venezuela en route to the United States. It's not much of a crisis if they're going in, but they're leaving immediately, is it, David? But yeah, so that's the full extent of just how bad the situation under the Biden administration, you know, no string pullers there, surely, are facilitating.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I guess like, you know, buying an airplane ticket is sort of the first class route for illegal immigration, let's say. So we have a tiered system of illegal immigration. And, you know, what's ironic is that Venezuela used to actually be a very wealthy country. I remember, you know, my Spanish teacher in high school was actually, you know, a well-bred Venezuelan from a well-to-do family. And of course, Venezuela is an oil country, or it used to be, and it is to some degree now, but it has the largest reserves of shale oil, essentially, is what it is, in South America. It's a huge amount of oil down there. And America has caused a lot of the problems in Venezuela through their sanctions. They just sanctioned them because we don't like their government. And so America's actually caused a lot of the problems in that country and essentially bankrupting it. And Venezuelans are actually a huge problem now, even in South America. They're flooding all the countries nearby, Ecuador included, and causing all kinds of problems even in South America.
I see we have some callers lining up. Let's hear from the listener's perspective. First, we have Dan in Washington. Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to agree with some of the stuff you were saying about 2 days ago about the Russian propaganda, you know, being kind of anti-white and anti-colonial. They're big into the whole anti-colonial thing. When you watch RT News, I agree with you. It gets on my nerves. But I agree with when you also said that we also have a treasonous elite that is doing the is doing an even worse job here. So
it's more of a direct threat to us rather than Russia, which is an indirect long term with BRICS and economic and whatever. But it's not like they're going to attack us. We're being attacked as a country by our own leaders and the wealth behind them. Dan, yeah.
Yeah, and a good example is, okay, well, they always push the anti-colonial thing with, say, South Africa, but then Russia actually did offer the farmers, white South African farmers, a place in Russia if they wanted to move there. So they're kind of also pushing basically Africa for Africans, Europe for Europeans, and Asia for Asians. And if they go that route, it's better. A good example also is France. You know, white French people are a minority in Paris because of their own treasonous elite, and then yet you got these same elite that think they can just take over Niger and get their plutonium or whatever they want there. And it's very hypocritical and stupid. And I think France is a good example of that. It's like, what are you doing? You know, you're destroying your own country. But at the same time, you really do have this colonial attitude. Like, you can just tell Africa what to do.
I'm glad you bring up these points on today's show, Dan. Tying in some of the talking points from Monday, as well as I read a little yesterday about this illegal immigrants flying directly into U.S. airports, just more thoroughly today. For David's responses to all this as well, and your calls content, David.
The whole question of colonialism is complex because, you know, when colonialism actually happened, we were the West, the European powers were dealing with extremely primitive populations who had no education, no infrastructure, and were essentially just rife for, the plunder. And that's what happened, you know, good, bad, right, or wrong. That's what happened. But now these countries have infrastructure, they're fairly developed, and they have an educational system, so you're not dealing with illiterate, people any longer. And so the idea that you're going to go in there and just strip their natural resources as you destroy your own country, it really just shows you that these governments, so-called alleged governments, are working for the elite class and nobody else. They're there to help the elite industries that still remain in their own country, and they're really acting as bully boys for a very small number of people within their own countries, and the system of colonialism, that attitude just isn't going to work any longer, like it or not. It's just not. And the whole thing with Russia, I have to agree. Your comments about Lavrov and such the idea that Russia is fighting the New World Order, I think is naive. And it's interesting, Vladimir Putin really did wear a Kabbalah bracelet to the East Asian Summit. And you can actually see, there's a guy that called into Fetcher's show saying that, oh, those are Photoshop pictures. They're not real. And anyone that has a brain can see that. Well, you can actually go watch the video from the original footage. And he is wearing a red bracelet with little knots on it. So call it what you want. That's a little strange.
Dan?
Well, you brought the New World Order into it. It's hard to say if this BRICS, you know, if this BRICS system is the New World Order. I'm kind of for the New World Order in a sense. If you can get rid of that Rothschild Jewish cabal running the West.
Well, I think the BRICS is being used to take down the West economically. I mean, I think the private central banks have equal control over the corporate and the, you know, the government, you know, political factions. It's, you know, it's not pure corporatism, and it's not pure led by government officials. It's kind of a mix, but both, of course, by the private central banks. But nonetheless, I mean, I think that the mask will come off at some point. A lot of people have pointed out even the Asians will be fine with an anti-white agenda in the world. If there are no more white countries in Europe and the United States, Asia will play ball with that. I mean, we have between Israel and Ukraine, and there will still be plenty of Jewish people, you know, plenty of Jews in the United States and in Europe as well, who are high up, you know, connected to these private central banks and their networks and their global agendas. I don't know, David.
I would just say that BRICS is using the same banking system as the West. And I think all it really represents is this power shift to the East and, you know, a power shift to countries that have essentially unlimited slave labor with very low standards. And it's just, you know, it's certainly not good for the West or for American workers. I can guarantee you that.
I could see what you were saying about, I mean, yesterday, the term diversity. And Nate, diversity is actually a weapon by NATO, but I could see how basically most of the countries on the planet would want to make America diverse, because I could see a day, say the BRICS thing takes over, America collapses economically. I could see Russia kind of fomenting a white nationalist movement, and then you could have China implementing like a new Ozit law in the Southwest, and they could break America apart, I would think. So I think they all have an advantage of making America diverse as possible. You know, that's why our elites are so stupid. You know, I mean, it's like, I think diversity could end up just totally ripping us apart very easily. You know,
hey, lots of great points. Yeah, thank you. I should not
thank
neglect
you.
The other callers.
Thanks.
Excellent call, Dan. Thanks. Joe in Florida. Joe.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Dave. Good to hear you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, you made me think about the immigration thing. You know, it wasn't except a few years ago that these Democrats and even some Republicans were saying, oh, well, we would never support illegal immigration, of course, but we have to make exceptions, yada, yada. And now, okay, they're just openly saying, you know, Rabbi Schumer, a couple months ago, puts out the statement, well, of course, we have a lot of jobs and a lot of things that need to be filled. I think there was a statement from either Mayor Adams or that outrageous governor of New York yesterday saying, oh, well, there's a lot of jobs that need to be filled. So, therefore, you know, whatever. In other words, they're not going to open. Now they're openly saying we need to break whatever immigration law we had that they weren't enforcing anyway in order to fill the jobs. Oh, that's a solution. It reminded me of the idea of the Jewish sexual revolution and feminism. You know, there was a time in this country in the 50s, right, where it was a family wage. You had one man, and he could support a wife and children on that. Then, because of the Jewish plans and subversion, they hoodwinked and psychopped women into believing through sexual revolution and feminism that they were somehow less than worthy. They weren't a real woman unless they were out having a career. And then only later, right, did they say, oh, well, you know, the fact is they created an economy that now people cannot live with a family without having two incomes. It's a very Jewish trick, right? Let's pretend we're holding one position. At the same time, we're doing something. We're destroying the economy. And then the same thing with immigration. We are actually openly violating our immigration laws. And, oh, by the way, yeah, well, we need to have these workers here because, after all, we've got a shortage of workers. What do you think?
David.
Great point. Great stroll down memory lane. You're exactly right. And yeah, this Eric Adams guy is quite a character, just talking out both sides of his mouth, trying to appease the angry New Yorkers that see their city being transformed into something they barely recognize. As diverse as New York always was, it's way worse now. And oh yeah, all these jobs we need filled. What are these jobs? Sweeping floors and cleaning toilets? Come on, this is ridiculous. And again, it's going to push wages down further and further. It's a race to the bottom for workers in America. Make no mistake about that.
Joe? Yeah, exactly. And just really one real quick thing I want to make, you know, I'm not naive about Vladimir Putin, so we have a little disagreement on that. I think, by the way, those red bracelets, there is such an Eastern bracelet that looks very similar. So it's not necessarily Putin wearing a Kabbalah bracelet. But I will say this. I'm not naive about him. I don't think he's a politician. Well, one good news I saw in the headlines in Poland. So apparently the Polish prime minister called out Zelensky after Zelensky badmouthed the Polish government from the UN podium. And now today, this Polish media is reporting. Remember last November, there was this missile that was fired into the border in Poland and it killed two Polish people. And everybody, the Western media and everybody in Zelensky and even the Poles are saying, oh, these bad Russians, they killed two people in Poland. Well, now even Polish media have definitively reported this was Ukrainian missile. Absolutely, which we knew from the beginning, anybody that was following it. And this was a Ukraine missile, couldn't possibly have come from Russia. I'm just saying, call me an optimist, I think that even this plan that the Ukrainian mafia had to try and enlist Polish against Russia in a real fierce war, even that's collapsing. Even the Poles and maybe even the Germans are beginning to see through this Jewish hoax, which is the Jewish war on Ukraine.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
I mean, Jewish war on Russia.
Right.
Jewish war on Russia.
Right, but I'm glad you point that out because I was going to mention this curious progression that I've been seeing in the headlines in recent weeks. First, we heard Poland stops sending weapons to Ukraine amid grain fight, Warsaw says. And then we hear Warsaw makes a risky political bet in attacking Ukraine. You know, more elaborations on their stance. Then another one later, Zelensky should have kept his mouth shut. Poland is done helping Ukraine. Polish MP sends Ukraine bill for $23 billion of what they previously gave them in weapons and whatnot, you know, a bill for $23
right.
billion. Of course, that wasn't recognized. And then after that, then we hear the U.S. announces a $2 billion loan for Poland to spend on their own military, because the whole thing was Poland was saying they want to start focusing on their own military. They're going to stop funding Ukraine. And then they send them a bill for $23 billion, which they had to know was just a political thing for optics. They weren't going to get fulfilled. But then, yeah, get $2 billion from the U.S. So that's just more money, and, you know, that the U.N. and these oligarchs we speak of, these internationalists, suddenly they're out of money. We give it to them after they give it to them. I mean, it just seems like such a stage show. And Mike Pence is out there saying, if Ukraine doesn't defeat Russia, Americans will have to die for Ukraine. Just like Zelensky saying, eventually Russia will come for other countries. David.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying there. And, the problem is that NATO, what truly was an archaic organization in search of a problem. And unfortunately,
right.
Vladimir Putin, you know, either knowingly or unknowingly, made it so all of a sudden NATO was very relevant again. And so that's one of the problems I have with this whole thing. And secondly, I just don't believe that if this is a real war, I don't think Russia's really trying to win it. This war of attrition, this World War One style of fighting. As I pointed out in the past, Russia could have, when they had complete air superiority, they could have knocked out the majority of Ukrainian military bases. Why? Because they built them. They know exactly where they all are because Russia built them all back in the day. So I'm just not buying this narrative. And unfortunately, now all of a sudden, NATO is a relevant organization where before this so-called war started, it was archaic and had no reason to exist any longer.
Yeah, I agree with you really quick. Is that the only spin I interpret that thing about Russia not pursuing it as aggressively as it certainly could have has more to do with Putin's intelligence being where these are like cousins. Okay, so to mass destroy or do a total destruction overnight or in a few weeks or a few months would have been very, very bad for Putin. The last thing I'll say is I was outraged speaking of this war. So what did we have? We had Mitch McConnell and the other Jew puppets. There was the threat that the Ukraine aid, $24 billion more. Oh, of course we have to give that to them. That was a bargaining chip in this whole federal government shutdown. And then, oh, guess what? Yesterday, well, we're going to give the money to the Ukrainians, even if the federal government shuts down. I mean, yeah. If this wasn't the example of Jewish outrageous control, I don't know what is. But thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you, Joe. Excellent call. And I'll just, I agree with most of what the caller said. It's excellent call. But I would just say if they had neutralized the military bases that Ukrainians had before the war really kicked in, I think a lot less people would have been killed, almost certainly. And you wouldn't have this huge destruction of entire cities, apartment buildings being wiped out. I don't know if I buy that argument that Putin was trying to be humane. I just don't completely buy that. But I don't say it's completely wrong, but there's something's not right here with the whole way this war is, so-called war, has been moved forward since the beginning.
And we'll go to Charlie in Florida. Charlie.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, that was me that called into the Fetzer show, but I'm not here going to talk about that right now because the real reason I'm calling in, and by the way, you can give me a link or give me a like at the end of my comments about the
just go on to the
where I can get this video. Okay, I'll go look at this video.
Yeah, but, just go to the East Asian Summit, yeah. Putin, and watch the raw footage. It's there.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look at that. But I'm not going to guarantee I'm going to buy into it. I guarantee you that because most of the photos I've seen are all photoshopped. Okay. Now, anyway, back to what I'm really calling about. I'm calling about we're not just funding the government workers over there in Ukraine. We're funding their whole economy, basically. We're funding the teachers. We're funding all government workers. We're funding the farmers. We're funding emergency personnel. We're basically all government workers. We're basically funding their whole economy over there right now. We've got a welfare state in Ukraine that's actually a welfare country, and we're supporting them.
Another thing I wanted
to comment on is these guys coming into our country. I had not heard about this, Richard, about the flying them in. This is ridiculous. We got this is criminal. But they're getting a $2,200 check. That's more than I get on my damn Social Security, man. You hear me what I'm saying? I worked, all these years to get Social Security, and they get more than I do? What's going on here?
You should be upset. I'm glad you voiced this stance on the air. Yeah. David.
Well, really good call. And, you may be partly right about this Kabbalah thing, even though there's no question he was wearing a red bracelet. It's on the raw footage. But the strange thing is he's not wearing it on the left arm. And traditionally, you're supposed to wear a Kabbalah bracelet on the left side, not the right. He's wearing it on the right side. So there might be something to this idea that there's some Eastern European thing. I don't know, but it is strange. And I have to agree 100%. You should be very angry. You obviously sound like a man that's worked hard his whole life inside America legally. And the idea that these illegal immigrants are getting more than you are, Americans should be up in arms and absolutely outraged and angry. And you make a great point that, you know, Ukraine is a basket case. They actually need $6 billion a month to keep their welfare state running, $6 billion a month. And that's where a lot of this money is going, is just keeping their government afloat.
Yeah, government over there, basically, it's like a nanny state that we're going to have to fund for indefinitely, probably. How long? You know, how long are we going to have to fund to keep the funding up there?
Because it's a new Israel,
they're not
going to
be in any shape to rebuild. Yeah, forever, exactly. And our taxes, our tax money's paying for this crap. Other thing I wanted to comment on real quick here too, and that is that this story about this Nazi in Canada, right? It's not even being reported in Great Britain over in London, and it's not being reported in a lot of European countries. So we hear about it here, but there's no stories being printed about it over in the other countries because they don't want to touch it. They don't want anybody knowing about this. This was on Yom Kippur. This guy comes out on Yom Kippur. And they celebrated the guy. He's basically the same thing as today's all Nazi type celebration for the Nazis over there in Ukraine. Basically, is what it was for. This was no accident. This was no accident. The prime minister had to look at the schedule. He had to approve of it. There was no accident. This guy took a fall for it. Yeah, this Hutu or whatever his name is, Hadi or his name is.
That's why they say they're almost setting up Putin and BRICS as ultimately to the world being gaslit, that they're going to fight the Nazis one last time. And we get a one world order in the wake of it. Hegelian classic sort of setup. Yeah, that's my overall. David?
This the definition of Nazi has been shifted around. Now we have the bagel Nazis essentially in Ukraine. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Last thought, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't really agree on the world order thing that you've been going on, but hey, everybody's got to disagree somewhere along the line. Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
You know, yeah, the Great Reset, you know, Agenda 21. You know, I mean, many, many words for it. But you can't deny that there is something with a centralization, totalitarianism, and a psyop required. David, thank you as always, sir.
Well, thank you. I would just lastly say that Russia's going cashless. They're working on that, too, unfortunately. Thank you, Richard.
Pleasure, sir. Please, folks, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page to keep RBN alive. We really need your help right now so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.